Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, let's have a good time this afternoon. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. That's a series victory. It's a winning homestand, and it's the complete opposite of what I think. it's the complete opposite of what I was expecting coming into this game. Very happy with the result, but yeah, said earlier today on the pregame show that I could accept a loss to the Atlanta Braves so long as the offense was reminiscent of the offense we saw just a night ago. I could deal with the loss because as we play game one today of the final third of the season, the final 54 games opens up this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. I said if we're going to rank the final 54 games remaining on the schedule, this finale with the Atlanta Braves ranks near the bottom. It's a National League team. It's not really going to factor into the tiebreaker. Man, so long as the offense can look like they did last night. Last night it was the best offensive performance, in my opinion, that we've seen from this team all season. So I told you earlier today, I could accept a loss so long as the offense is as impressive as they were on Tuesday night. Well, Royals win 1-0 in 10 innings using 9 pitchers. Instead, the thing that continued from last night is really the thing that has impressed me, and I know a lot of people within this organization. The thing that's impressed me most about this team since the All-Star break is their fight, their belief, their stick-to-itiveness. Now, I know they're professionals, and they're still, like I mentioned, a third of the season remaining. But if you've been listening to this show, you know how I feel about this team. You know how I've been resigned to the fact that it's just not in the cards for them. The 26 guys inside that clubhouse never allowed that negativity that I'm spewing on the radio. They never allowed that to infiltrate their clubhouse, to permeate the minds and the actions of this ball club that now finds itself just one game below 500. All right, let's talk about it. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. The Peterson and Associates phone line is wide open. Text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. And with Chris Bubich on the shelf for the rest of the season, Cole Reagans likely on the shelf, you would think, for another month. Michael Lorenzen on the IL for another week, 2 weeks. It's been my thought that, boy, whenever Michael Wacha or Seth Lugo or Noah Cameron take the hill, it's going to feel like a must win. Because those are the only starting pitchers that you have on your team. Well, with all due respect to Thomas Hatch, the three legitimate starters on your team, guys that we've seen take the ball consistently here in 2025, you only have a trio of legitimate starting pitchers. So on a day like this, where maybe you're going to rely on Thomas Hatch, you're certainly going to start the game off with an opener in Angel Zerpa. Manager Matt Quatrero and his coaching staff are going to have to piecemeal this bad boy together. When you win a game like this without Lugo, without Wacha, without Noah Cameron, again, it makes it even easier for many of you and many of us to dream on this team here in 2025. I discussed it earlier today. There is a path for this team to get to the postseason. It begins with winning your home series, putting together victorious home stands, and now a gauntlet of a road trip awaits. Three in Toronto, a trio in Boston, a day off, and then you can take on the Minnesota Twins. A 9-game road trip opens up Friday, 6:07 for the first pitch. The trade deadline is just over 24 hours away. So much to discuss after this one. You can pick your favorite reliever as Zerpa, Bolin, Schreiber, Clark, Harvey, Cruz, Urseg, Estevez, and Long combine to throw a five-hitter. A 10-inning five-hitter. Historic stuff this afternoon at Kauffman Stadium. Again, the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. The phone number, the text line number, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Christopher, who was one of the near 18,000 in the building. Christopher, you're hitting leadoff on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yes, I think that the Royals played amazing today. I'd say that my favorite pitcher in the game was Estevez. I think he led the team to a great ninth inning, and I believe he pitched well, not to mention the offense put up a great fight, and the defense played amazing, backing up the pitchers. And I think the Royals have great potential to make it to the postseason this year.
Always love hearing the phone call, Christopher. I appreciate it. Carlos Estevez needed only 10 pitches to retire the side in the ninth inning. He also needed some incredible reflexes to catch that line drive off of the bat of Michael Harris for the second out. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Royals, in 10 innings, finish off a winning homestand by taking the finale and winning the series against the Atlanta Braves. 1-0 is the final score. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Salvi laces it into right center field, down into the gap, a base hit. Here comes Melendez, racing around third. No throw home. Ball game over. The game's first run is the only one the Royals need. El Capitan walks it off in the bottom of the 10th.
As ninth career walk-off hit. Salvi's 10th career walk-off plate appearance as he matches Hal McRae and Willie Wilson for the third most walk-off plate appearances in franchise history. Jake Eisenberg on the call, 10th inning. Royals handle the Atlanta Braves and send them back home with another series loss. Royals take the finale 1-0, the final score. They've now won 5 of their last 7 series. Salvi's walk-off in the 10th, without question, today's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, heating, plumbing, and electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Salvi now batting .337 in the month of July with 21 runs driven in 24 games. Let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7965. Dan was one of the 17,000 in the building today. Dan, what's your takeaway from this 1-0 Royals extra inning victory?
Vern, it was hot. It was so hot sitting out there in the sun. But I'll tell you what, we had 3 kiddos there for their first game. It was awesome to see Salvi doing Salvi things. This team is as hot as the weather was today. We're ready for a pennant chase. Boys, they have something to say.
Let's go Royals! Let's go Royals! Love
Thanks, it. Vern.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Royals with their 7th walk-off of 2025. Speaking of Salvador Perez, following the game as he came through with the only hit with a runner in scoring position as he came to the plate with a runner in scoring position, and that was the only time a Royal came to the dish with a man on second or third. It's MJ Melendez, as you heard, as the placed runner there in the 10th. Salvi sees back-to-back sliders, and he's ready for the second one. Like everyone does, you pitch Salvi that slider down and away. Unfortunately for the righty Hernandez, the Braves reliever, that was over the plate. If you're going to be throwing those sliders down and away to Salvi, make them off the dish. Don't throw them back-to-back strikes or you're going to pay for it, Dan. Well, he did. So the Royals go 1-for-1 with runners in scoring position. The Braves, 1-for-11. Yeah, if you miss the game, obviously it's a scoreless game going into extras, and that's because the Royals pitching staff was as good as we've seen all season. Man in scoring position with one out in the second inning. Jonathan Bolin doesn't let him touch third base. 2 on with nobody out in the 6th inning. Nobody touches third base on Hunter Harvey as he retires the next 3 batters in order. Man on second with one out in the 8th inning. Lucas Ursek does not permit the base runner to touch third base. Runners on the corners with nobody out in the 10th inning. Sam Long says nobody touches home on my watch. Atlanta 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. The one hit was the Ozzie Albies 10th inning leadoff single that set up runners on the corners with nobody out. The one hit with runners in scoring position for the Royals came from this guy, the captain, Salvador Perez, who after the game was interviewed on the field by Joel Goldberg of FanDuel Sports Network. I don't think I've ever seen this in my time here in Kansas City. A guy doing the post-game interview with Joel, still wearing his helmet, taking his batting gloves off. I mean, he went over, touched first base after driving in the game-winning run, got mobbed for a few minutes, and just sauntered on over to Joel because Salvi knows the routine.
Well, Salvador Perez, that was the first time the Royals had a runner in scoring position all day. You got the one at bat, the one hit. I know you've never played in a 0-0 game in extras because it's never happened in your career. How unique, how different was this game?
I don't think it was that difficult after we won, you know. I think the pitcher is doing a pretty good job today, whole game. So that was amazing for them. They just give you opportunity to score some run for them.
When you get to the plate and you know all you need to do is one hit, what's the thought process there? What are we doing here? All right.
Oh, you can hear the Salvi splash.
You're still wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Did that help you?
That helmet with that concussion.
Okay. The thought, I know that nothing makes you nervous. Just one swing can end it there. What are you trying to do?
I just tried to, you know, move the runner. You know, I just tried to do my job. He leave a slider up and I got the base hit to game over.
How hard was it today? Joey Wentz is a guy that grew up here watching you growing up in high school, and he looked like he was impossible to hit on the mound, their pitcher.
Ah, it was pretty good. Good day for him. That's it.
Okay. How about your pitching? You brought it up briefly. I know you were DHing, not catching today, but that is a 10-inning shutout for your bullpen. That just doesn't happen. What did you think of all those guys? And they were the star of the game, all of them today. What did you think?
That was pretty good. And also, Fermin doing pretty good job today behind the home plate. So he was the guy in charge to run that bullpen today. So he's doing pretty good job.
Great job. Glad you cooled off. We'll see you in Toronto. Enjoy the off day.
Thank you, baby.
There you go. That's Salvador Perez after the game with Joel Goldberg on FanDuel Sports Network. Salvi right to shout out Freddie Fermin. 0-for-3 at the dish, but basically everybody went 0-for at the dish. Mike Hell, of course, singled. Mike Hell, by the way, is hitting .405 this season when serving as the leadoff hitter for this team. Salvi with the game-winning RBI knock in the 10th, and the other hit, Royals only had 3 hits. The other one came from the rookie, Tyler Tolbert. All right, 913-586-7965. Let's go to Jerry up in St. Joe. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking the call, Josh. In keeping with the spirit of all the youth that's been calling in, I was a child of the 70s, so my team was George Brett and John Mayberry, all the other guys, John Walton, everybody else. I was a teenager of the 80s. I got to see my team win a World Series, and then I found them again when they went 2013-16. I found them again, and now this team right now makes me feel young like your callers, and I love this team just like I do George Brett, John Mayberry's team, and all them guys. And there's a special place for the 2014 and 15 Royals for me. Man, I wish the kids made it wonderful for me, so keep calling in, guys. I hope you enjoyed the game.
Hey,
thank you.
Great stuff, Jerry. Thanks a lot. Hey, well, speaking of, let's go to Cohen in Kansas City. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, Vern. I have 2 things I want to ask you.
Uh-huh.
First, I know it's a long shot, but the Guardians are trying to trade Shane Bieber, and they just made an interdivision trade with the Tigers. I forgot who it was. But do you think there's any chance we can get a deal done with that? Because we know Cameron's spot where he's supposed to pitch. We have not determined a pitcher. And second, I just wanted to talk to you about Sam Long. I've always been really high on Sam Long, even when he was on the Giants. And I heard Q talking about him getting better and better every pitching appearance. Do you think he should be a consistent high leverage reliever? Listen off air. Thank you, Brian.
I appreciate it, Cohen. I think he needs to do a little bit more before he, you know, leapfrogs Estevez or Urseg or Zerpa or Harvey or even Schreiber on the high leverage list, right? To me, Zerpa's still your loogie. But yeah, nice performance today from Sam Long. As far as Shane Bieber, no, I don't see the Royals making that sweet of an offer to where Cleveland would not only let Bieber go, which, like you said, they are willing to do, but to let him go to a division rival, I think, would... The pot would have to be somewhat sweeter from the Royals than it would, let's say, the Chicago Cubs or the a National League ball club, somewhere where Shane Bieber won't be thrown in the face of the Cleveland Guardians this season and next season. Cohen, nice to hear from you. Royals win 1-0. Let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Although, I don't know if you could hear this in the conversation that Joel and Salvi were having. But when Joel was praising the Shawnee Mission East grad Joey Wentz, who today spun 6 2/3 innings of one-hit baseball, Salvi off mic's going, "Who? Who are you talking about?" No reason for Salvi to know the full name. I know the pitcher, I know the face, maybe I know the jersey number, but that's about it. Hey, something I will admit, and I mean it's a good thing. But as I'm sitting up in the press box during this game, and it's scoreless going to the fourth, had this been 2 weeks ago, I would have been sullen, grumpy, pouting, because at that time, I would have absolutely no belief in this offense. Scoreless in the fourth inning, I would have no hope that the Royals would pull this thing out. And yet I found myself today after John Schreiber threw that 1-2-3 fourth inning, I found myself confident that the Royals were going to find a way. Now, maybe you roll your eyes at that, but I think some of you understand. I haven't had that feeling about this team since late May, maybe early June. But the belief that they'll find a way, the feeling that you and I had all last year, or at least the final 4 months of last year, that they're going to find a way. You know, Bobby's going to come to the dish and he's going to do something, or Salvi's going to run into one, Vinny's going to do something big. Now this year you have a guy like Michael Garcia who could do the heavy lifting. Knowing it was a bullpen day, knowing what this offense has done more times than not, I still found myself believing that they would find a way. And they did. Speaking of John Schreiber, I want to give John Schreiber today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. He goes through Austin Riley, Michael Harris, and Marcell Ozuna. 1-2-3 in the fourth inning. 16 pitches, striking out all three. It's the first three up, three down, three strikeout inning for John Schreiber as a Kansas City Royal. So congratulations to Schreibs, today's Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. And they've been doing that since 1958. You can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. All right, let's go to Mike in Overland Park. Mike, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Yes, I heard earlier, and I agree with you, we're down to three starting pitchers that we could basically trust. Just a thought, it would have to happen quickly. I don't think it would require a lot from us. What about Joey Wentz, Kauffman Stadium on the Royals?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You know, I don't know if that's possible, but, you know, it seems like, and he wouldn't even have to leave town. He could just, you know, stay in Kansas City, but something.
Atlanta's dealing
do
with even more injuries than the Royals. Joey Wentz has been a reliever all year. He's only in their rotation because they're desperate right now. And, today was by far his best performance of the season.
But hasn't he had like two really great performances at Kauffman, this being one of the two?
Yeah, that, and I think that reflects.
I know it's a very, very small sample, but kind of interesting thought. Just to, you know, could use him, may not require a lot. Hometown kid, you never know.
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate the idea. Thank you very much. Yeah. You know, this guy hasn't been a starter for about 2 years. You know, last time he was a starter, he destroyed the Royals offense, but again, the Royals sucked. Right, 2022, 2023, when he faced them, they were a terrible team. He carved them up again today, and they've, for the season, been bad, but offensively here in the second half, they've certainly been better. Royals now 6-4 this season in extra innings. My game notes are brought to you by Jays South Lanteau. Be in the know and call Jays South Lanteau. Royals take tomorrow off. Trade deadline Thursday at 5 o'clock. Following the trade deadline, the boys will hop aboard that bird, fly up to Toronto, go through customs. Well, I don't know. Do they have to go through customs? I think they get kind of expedited through. Here you go. You're big leaguers. Michael Wacha will be on the hill coming up Friday at 6:07. We'll take our final quick timeout. CDOT and the driver coming your way at 5 o'clock. We get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Fastball laced into left center field. Tolbert darts to his left, makes the catch on the moon. Inning over. Runners stranded. Game still scoreless.
Jake Eisenberg, top of the 10th inning. Sam Long, runners on the corners and nobody out. I mean, the only thing you cannot do if you're Sean Murphy is punch out, and that's exactly what he did. Sam Long gets him swinging through a slider. So, Eli White, the only thing you just put the ball in play, and the Braves have a chance to win this game. You just can't strike out. And he does, staring at a 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Sam Long. Then Luke Williams, as you just heard, hits a hard line drive at Tyler Tolbert in left, and both runners are stranded. Royals walk it off. Salvi drives in MJ Melendez, and the boys pick up a winning homestand, a series victory against the Braves, taking this one in 10, 1-0, the final score. And they do so in front of, like I mentioned, almost 18,000. But over the course of this six-game homestand, a weekend set with the Cleveland Guardians, not a team that brings people to the yard. Right? Stephen Kwan, Jose Ramirez, maybe they should, but they don't. Atlanta, okay, Atlanta has a national fan base. But over the course of this six-game homestand, where I believe it was 150 degrees for every game, Kauffman Stadium saw, on average, more than 21,000 people per game. Oh. Listen, for as much as we on the radio and us in the media whine about lack of turnout over the years for big games and big series at Kauffman, you guys have delivered so far here in 2025, that's for sure. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number if you want to dial us up on the Peterson and Associates phone line. If you were one of the 18,000, I'd love to hear from you. JD was in the building. JD, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern? So, me and the rally man to say what's up. Okay, I got two questions for you. Okay, first of all, I think we need to trade for...
Trade Freddie.
Not Freddie. Shut up. No, the guy that just left today, number 20 of the Braves. I forget his name. I'm sorry. Ozuna.
Yeah, you want to trade for
also,
Ozuna?
I think we need to start Keuchel.
Okay. All right. I'll run it up the flagpole, let you know what they say. Thanks for the phone call, JD. Dallas Keuchel started today in Omaha for the AAA team. Five innings, two runs on four hits. He punched out five and walked one. Dally Keuchel needing 86 pitches to get through those five innings. As far as Marcell Ozuna, you want to bring him to Kansas City? Certainly could use that bat, no doubt about it. He's only a DH, so that's going to limit how much you see Freddie Fermin, or it's going to mean more days off, period. No bat of Salvador Perez in the lineup. I don't know about that. But I appreciate you listening, JD. Hey, just shout out a few more of these relievers. Hunter Harvey remains unscored upon this season. Taylor Clark has thrown 6 1/3 innings of scoreless, hitless relief since the All-Star break. Michael Garcia is one of only 9 qualified big leaguers batting better than 300. Trade deadline is almost exactly 24 hours away. CDOT and The Drive, it's coming your way next on 96.5 The Fan. I appreciate you listening, Kansas City. Talk to you on Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.